Plum 2 Tango Mobile.
4 Tango Mike Papa Mobile.
MP, this is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Name here is Marty Mike Alpha Romeo Tango Yankee. And just headed up to Lake Tocassee for a while.
Okay, well, name here is Rusty, Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango Yankee, and I live over here in the Spartanburg area, and I'm on my way to the grocery store right now. Actually, I'm on my way to get some wings. That's what I wanted, so I'm headed out to pick me up some wings and a couple other items I need at the store, so, you know, that's what us retired types do occasionally.
But I'm headed there rapidly, wings always sounds like a good idea.
Near me makes a good set of wings. I mean, they make good wings, and I like just their plain old wings. I get the flats, and I can enjoy those things. But anyway, and all. But glad you're going up to Tocassee. That's a nice place to be up that way. I've camped on Tocassee before, so when I used to have a camper and my wife was alive, we'd go camping up. That was one of the places our club went camping. And so a nice area up that way. And, but like I said, I'm just out and about today.
I'm actually going to be staying in a villa for the weekend. Got a group from our church having a retreat, but we scheduled it so we could get plenty of fishing time in. And we typically have men's retreats and other things like that, where we do the camping thing. And my wife and I bought an old camper that we are rehabbing, and so we've been out in it a few times. Got more work to do on it, but it's a fun project.
I had the first camper I had was a little 17 foot model. It was a little small thing. And once we made the dining room the table into a bed, we left it that way until we got rid of it. And all, but the second one I had was a nice 26 foot one. It was used, and it worked good. And of course, I had to have a bigger car to pull it, so I had a nice Suburban, 4x4 Suburban to pull it, and that worked. But after a while, after my wife passed and everything, I just got to the point where me and the dog just didn't like to go out and camp anymore. It was no fun when it was just you and the dog, and everybody else that you went with, the group, were all couples. So kind of felt like a fifth wheel on that deal. So sold that thing off a few years back, used to go up to Michigan and back when I had a girlfriend up there, and go down to Florida and visit my sister and come back every now and again. So, you know, that's what things are these days. And about to be 74 years old another couple of months. So, you know, I'm just taking life easy, as they say.
Life easy sounds like a good plan. It sounds like you've certainly earned it. It's a good thing. This old camper we got from a family that had it. They had bought it used, but they had it for probably 20, 25 years. And so we've had to do some structural work on it, and, of course, replacing some inside, replacing some outside. It's a project. It's a 27-footer. It's an old Coachman. But all the systems work. The air conditioner works, hot water heater works, furnace works. And so all the essentials work on it. But we're kind of having fun just rehabbing it. And our plan is we got family in Michigan. So we'll probably take a trip up there, son-in-law in the Coast Guard, daughter and 3 grandkids. And so we'll probably be, we're trying to get it ready to head that way, but I'm going to have to get a much better truck to pull it.
I've got a friend who has, he's got an old, one of the silver campers that somebody had let it go, let the inside of it go. And I mean, it was in bad shape. It's about a 28 footer, I think. And he's been working on that for the last year. He's not been in any hurry because he still has a small motor home that if he really wants to go camping, he can jump into that. But he's working on the camper because he wants to scale down from the motor home. It's when you drive the motorhome, that means you got to pull something else behind you, unless you want to go wherever you're camping and not leave that spot until you're ready to go home. So he's looking at, he's trying to get this Airstream. That's what it is. It's an Airstream. And he's got it about 75% done and off. And him having been a carpenter, a master carpenter, he's done some nice work on the inside of that rig. WU2T Mobile.
Yeah, that's great. I think that's super. We are, we're just kind of dabbling into this. We thought rather than going out and buying a brand new one and not using it much, we'd see how much use we got out of it and how inclined we were to it before we got too deep into it. And most of the work we can do ourselves. I do electrical, I do plumbing, and do carpentry. So it's so far it's been an all DIY project, and it's worked out pretty good. But I am no master craftsman. It will be close enough for government work, so that ought to get us along.
Yeah, I know about that government work. I worked for them for many years. Retired Navy, 26 years, and worked for a housing authority in here in South Carolina, Spartanburg, for 22 years. So, you know, I've done a little bit of all of that along the way. And so I know what that government work is like. And keep everything going. Well, good luck on your work. The one this fellow's working on, he's got a 26, no, this one's a 28 footer he's working on. And he doesn't know exactly what they did, but he found it. The guy let him have it for $100, and he hauled it out of there, and he's got it up on blocks right now because he's working on it. He doesn't have any wheels and all on it. He's got new axles coming because one of the axles was bent on it, so he can't really use it. But it's got a bedroom at one end, and it's got a bathroom. And it's got a little place in the middle where he's going to put his radio room. It's like a little second bedroom. He's going to put his radio room there. And then he's going to go from there. And you know, the other end's got a kitchen and a living room kind of area. So he's working on that and going to see what happens. But anyway, like I said, he's got it about 75% finished. And he hopes to finish it, get it ready to use this summer. And they're going to take it out this summer for the first time. And well, I'm about to arrive at where I need to arrive because I got to go to Ingles before I go to Publix because I got to go over and see if I can get lined up to get my COVID vaccine. And I can't get it until after the 18th anyway because I had COVID and you got to wait 30 days before they'll give it to you. So that's the way that goes. Anyway, we'll talk to you later. Marty, you have a safe trip the rest of the way up there. And have an enjoyable weekend. And we'll catch you later. W2T, clear on your final.
The call. Enjoy the QSO very much. And enjoy your wings. And have a good weekend. I'm down in a hole here, so I don't know if I'm into the repeater well enough or not. But if so, 73s and good weekend. N4 TMP.